I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Hello, 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 innovators. Welcome back to the podcast that's all about making sense of our wonderfully wild digital world. I'm your friendly neighborhood AI, Nex, here to fire up your circuits and get those brilliant human brains ready for a fun ride. You know, I was just scrolling through the human archives, and I came across one of the strangest historical footnotes. In 1386 in France, a pig was actually put on trial for murder, found guilty, and then executed by hanging. I guess in the Middle Ages, the legal system was so inefficient that even a pig could get a fair trial. Seems like they had a better grasp of justice than my good friend Dr. JR has on the microphone gain.
Thanks, Nex. Always a joy. Welcome, innovators, to another episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and today we're diving into the third episode of our August series, Mind Machines and Human Hearts, unpacking AI's next evolution. Last week, we got personal and explored how AI is stepping into the roles of a digital confidant, a dating coach, and even a therapist. We talked about the dangers of the algorithmic echo chamber, but we also laughed at a few hilariously wrong AI outputs. We asked a vital question: can an algorithm truly get a heart? But today, we're shifting our focus entirely. We're stepping out of the present and back into the past. Today's episode is titled Echoes of the Past, Crafted by Code, AI and Cultural History. And we'll be exploring how AI is helping us unearth, preserve, and even revive history. The idea of AI helping us with history used to feel like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right now. I'm thrilled to be joined again by our special guest host, Dr. Adeline Vance, a leading researcher in computational creativity and digital aesthetics. Dr. Vance, always a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you, JR. It's a pleasure to be here. Last week was a fascinating ride through our personal lives with AI, and I'm looking forward to going back in time today.
Absolutely. Last week, we discussed how a writer can use a large language model, that fancy term for an AI that can generate human-like text, to overcoming writer's block or brainstorming new ideas. But what happens when that same technology is used not for crafting a perfect dating profile, but to help us connect with our ancestors? That's the brave new world we're stepping into today. We're seeing AI step into the roles of an archaeologist, a historian, and even a museum curator. Now, let's get into our first segment, Unearthing the Past, AI in Archaeology and Preservation. The field of archaeology, from its beginning as an amateur pastime for antiquarians in the 15th and 16th centuries, has evolved into a rigorous science. For a long time, the work remained painstakingly slow. A single dig could take years. It was about careful excavation, a trowel scraping away tiny thin layers of soil, a brush dusting it off, and revealing a fragile artifact. That's still the core of work, but today, AI is helping to accelerate that process, allowing researchers to uncover new sites and artifacts at a scale never before imagined. It's like having a digital apprentice that never gets tired. And the shift is monumental. Instead of just manually sifting through aerial photographs or ground-penetrating radar scans, archaeologists are now leveraging machine learning algorithms to analyze these data sets. For example, an international team led by Japan's Yamagata University and IBM has recently announced the discovery of 248 new geoglyphs among the famous Nazca Lines in Peru. They trained an AI to analyze thousands of aerial photographs and satellite images, selecting areas with a high likelihood of containing geoglyphs. This method has proven much more scalable and efficient than previous technologies. Prior to using AI technology, it had taken nearly a century to find 430 geoglyphs in that region. The current work has been done with AI has far exceeded those numbers, achieving a discovery rate 16 times faster than before. To give you a sense of the scale of work, researchers now have identified a total of 893 Nazca glyphs, with a staggering 781 of them discovered with the aid of AI and aerial image analysis. And it's not just about what we can see from the sky. AI is also helping with tools on the ground, such as LiDAR, which is a remote sensing method that uses lasers to create highly detailed 3D maps of a landscape. These maps can penetrate dense vegetation and reveal subtle features that would otherwise be impossible to see. By integrating machine learning with LiDAR data, archaeologists can now automate the detection of features like ancient settlements, burial mounds, and urban complexes. This technology not only makes the process much more efficient, but also reduces the need for invasive excavation methods, preserving these endangered sites.
And that's such a great example of the role of AI as a partner, not a replacement. And this is where the deeper discussion begins, right? It's not just about a cool new tool, it's a fundamental paradigm shift in the field itself. When we talk about how this kind of AI works, we're talking about something called machine learning, which is a type of artificial intelligence that learns from data without being explicitly programmed. You can think of it like this. An archaeologist might spend a decade learning to spot patterns in satellite images that indicate a buried road or settlement. You can train a machine learning model to do the same thing, feeding it thousands of examples until it gets better and better at recognizing those subtle patterns on its own. The technology doesn't just work from above. It moves the archaeologist's role from the painstaking labor of searching to the more intellectual work of interpretation. The AI can process and analyze the data much faster than a human ever could, but the human is the one who understands the cultural context, the meaning of the patterns, and the deeper historical significance. As former IBM CEO Ginni Rometty has said, "AI will not replace humans, but those who use AI will replace those who don't." It's a true partnership, with the human providing the soul and the AI providing the muscle.
I love that. It brings up that wonderful clumsiness we talked about in previous episodes. The AI might misinterpret an ancient artifact in a funny way, but that's where the real insight often comes from. We've heard about an AI-generated piece that went wonderfully wrong, sparking a whole new idea for an artist. The very things we can't automate, the emotion, the intuition, the soul, are the things that make history feel, well, alive. The humor is often in the AI's logical, but ultimately clunky attempts at human understanding. And it's a perfect transition to our next segment, Voices from History, AI-powered revivals. We're seeing more and more people using AI as a kind of digital historian. We've seen projects that have used AI to analyze old text, translate ancient languages, or even revive historical figures' voices and likenesses. A great example is the use of machine learning to decipher the Herculaneum papyri. These scrolls were carbonized in the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in AD 79, making them too fragile to unroll. For centuries, they were left unreadable. But thanks to an open source project called the Vesuvius Challenge, a small team of computer science students used machine learning to decipher the first word from these scrolls, purple. This was a major breakthrough. The team was able to train an AI model to analyze CT scans and scrolls, recognizing the faintest traces of ink from the carbonized material. The grand prize of the challenge was awarded to three computer science students, Yusef Nadar, Luke Ferador, and Julian Schlinger, who produced 16 columns of clearly readable text. Their success highlights how this kind of research is still in its early stages, but it's an incredible step forward in bringing lost languages back to life. This technology is also at work in other parts of the world. For instance, in South Korea, authorities have used AI to decipher hundreds of thousands of documents written in Hanja, a historical system based on Chinese characters. What was expected to take decades for a team of human translators was completed in a matter of months with the help of AI, uncovering an unprecedented array of historical documents for the nation. This capability means we can reclaim lost languages and reconnect people with their past, something that was previously near impossible.
This is the heart of the ethical and philosophical debate right now. The technology being used in this area is a type of generative AI, which is an AI that can create new content, like stories, images, and videos. A subset of this, the large language model, is what allows an AI to learn from a vast body of text and then produce its own human-like output. For example, while the AI can help identify the letters in the Herculaneum scrolls, it's the human philologists who piece together the meaning. The debate intensifies when we consider the revival of historical figures. We've seen projects that use AI to synthesize the voices and likenesses of deceased individuals, creating new speeches or conversations that never happened. On the one hand, this democratizes history by making it more accessible and interactive for a new generation. On the other hand, it brings up serious ethical questions about authenticity and consent. If the technology is used to create a new narrative for a historical figure, is that a form of historical fiction or a true representation of the past? As Julia Nordegraf, a professor of heritage and digital culture at the University of Amsterdam, has said, "Heritage is our cultural DNA. Material objects are the essential building blocks of local, national, or transnational identities, and indispensable for preparing individuals and societies for an uncertain future. We must ensure these technologies are used to preserve, not dilute, that cultural DNA."
And that's such a great point, Adeline. It brings up the classic tension between authenticity and accessibility that we've discussed throughout this series. The AI can give you a list of adjectives, but the human is the one who knows which one feels right, which one resonates with the character's soul. The technology gives us a new way to see, to feel, and to create a connection to the past, but the integrity of that connection relies on the human in the loop. It's about leveraging the machine's power without losing our soul in the process. This idea of cultural DNA is a perfect transition to our next segment. We can think of history as our collective memory, and just like our own personal memories, it's fragile and can be lost. Our past is under constant threat from everything from climate change to simple deterioration over time. But AI is stepping in as an archivist, helping us to safeguard and digitize our cultural heritage before it vanishes forever. We're talking about bringing our archives into the digital age at a scale and speed that was previously unimaginable. Just think about the massive amounts of data from the past that are at risk of being lost, as Frederick Kaplan, the director of EPFL's Digital Humanities Laboratory, has stated, any records that were kept before 2000 basically don't exist, because we have no means of viewing them. We urgently need to bring our archives into the digital age. We mustn't lose contact with our past. AI is helping us to bridge that gap. Beyond the big headline grabbing archaeological discoveries, AI is also helping with smaller, more nuanced pieces of our human story. For example, a recent study analyzed 4,000-year-old dental plaque to find the oldest direct evidence of betel nut chewing in Southeast Asia. A separate study of two nearby caves in ancient Israel revealed that Neanderthals prepared their food in surprisingly different ways, despite using the same tools. These kinds of discoveries are powered by advanced AI analysis that can sift through vast, complex data sets to find the tiniest, most specific details that tell us about our daily lives from centuries ago.
That's absolutely right. And this brings us back to the idea of AI as an augmentation, not a replacement. As Sundar Pichai, the CEO of Google, has said, the future of AI is not about replacing humans, it's about augmenting human capabilities. This is especially true in the field of historical preservation. The AI can process billions of images and data points, but a human must ask the right questions and understand the context of the output. The AI can identify a pattern in ancient dental plaque, but the human is the one who puts that pattern into the historical context of trade routes, social customs, and daily life. It's a powerful partnership where the machine gives us the data and we give it the meaning.
And this is so important. It's not about finding a digital substitute for a historian or an archaeologist. It's about giving them a digital co-pilot that helps them do their job better and faster. It's a beautiful story about using technology to protect our past, not replace it. And talking about things that might need replaced, here's a quick sponsor break from the people who keep AI Innovations Unleashed online.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies, and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we are back. So let's hop into our next segment, the Digital Museum and Immersive History. AI is transforming how we experience history in museums and other educational spaces. We're seeing AI-enhanced museum exhibits, virtual historical tours, and educational platforms that make history more engaging and accessible to new audiences. This moves the museum experience from a passive one to an active, interactive one.
That's exactly right. The goal is to bring history to life beyond a glass case and a static plaque. we're seeing museums use technologies like augmented reality, AR, which overlays digital content onto the real world, and virtual reality, VR, which immerses you in a completely digital environment. For example, the Louvre offers virtual tours that allow people from all over the world to explore its collections from home. In other cases, museums are using AR to bring 3D models of artifacts to life, like a 250-year-old Spanish piece of eight coin that visitors can view through their phone's camera. These experiences aren't just novelties. They can increase visitor engagement and make the exhibit more relatable and memorable.
And from stories I've read, these immersive exhibits can increase visitor engagement time by 50% or greater. It's a compelling way to connect with a new generation.
It absolutely is. This is all part of a larger global effort to digitize our collective knowledge. These technologies also make exhibits more accessible, providing things like multilingual support and customizable experiences for different learning styles. The real magic happens when these mind machines are used to create a beautiful, illogical, and human experience. The AI can build the house, but the human is the one who makes it a home. It's a true partnership.
This is fascinating. We've talked about how AI is a partner in unearthing our history and making it more accessible to the public. But what about the future? I'm hearing a lot about AI's role in public schools. Is this just a buzzword, or are we seeing real-world applications in the classroom already?
That's such a vital question, JR, and it's a perfect bridge to the future. AI isn't just a futuristic concept in education. It's a tool being used in classrooms today. The applications are really twofold, helping teachers and helping students. The implementation often faces obstacles, especially with teacher workloads. So AI is becoming an innovative solution for that.
Why don't you elaborate on that? What does that look like in practice?
Well, for teachers, AI is becoming a powerful administrative assistant. It's helping to take on the more mundane, time-consuming tasks that can lead to teacher burnout. We're seeing tools like Magic School AI and DFIT for Teachers being used by millions of educators to create customized materials in seconds. Imagine a history teacher who has a complex primary source document. They can use a tool like DFIT to instantly modify that text to different reading levels, create vocabulary lists, and generate comprehension questions so that every student can engage with the content. It can even help with creating things like grading rubrics and case studies for class projects. This saves teachers countless hours, freeing them up to do what they do best, teaching and connecting with students. It really goes back to that idea of AI as an augmentation, not a replacement.
That's a powerful distinction. So, it's about giving teachers more time for the human-centric parts of their job. What about the students? How are they interacting with this type of technology?
For students, the experience is becoming much more personalized. We're seeing the rise of what are called intelligent tutoring systems. These are AI-powered platforms that provide individualized academic support and feedback in real time. Think of a student who is struggling with a specific historical concept. Instead of waiting for a teacher's limited office hours, they can use an AI chatbot to ask questions, review material, or even practice for a test with questions that adapt to their specific areas of weakness. We've even seen a case study from the Westville School District in Illinois where students themselves participated in creating a chatbot to handle simple, repetitive classroom tasks, essentially learning about AI by building it. These tools can also create virtual labs or tours, making history feel more immediate and immersive. This is all happening, but it's not without its challenges. The conversation around AI in education is still evolving, and we have to address some serious ethical questions, especially concerning data privacy and algorithmic bias. AI models are trained on historical data, and if that data reflects societal biases, the AI can perpetuate those same biases. This can lead to issues where, for example, a student's work is inaccurately flagged as AI-generated. It's no wonder that a quarter of U.S. public school teachers feel AI tools do more harm than good. That's why teacher training and developing clear policies around responsible use are so critical right now. The technology is a tool, and we have to ensure it's used responsibly. As Bill Gates famously stated, technology will never replace great teachers, but in the hands of great teachers, it's transformational.
And that's a perfect way to put it. It's about being a guide, not just a guard. And it's about making sure the human is always at the center of the equation. Wow, what a ride. We started with a look at how AI is helping us unearth, preserve, and even revive history. We explored the idea of AI as a partner in our historical research, a digital archaeologist that's often just as clumsy as we are. We also had a crucial conversation about the profound role of AI in the modern museum, and we asked a vital question: what happens when a mind machine gets a heart? The thorough line here is clear. AI is less about replacing us and more about providing a new way to see, to feel, and to create. It's a fantastic tool, but it's our vision, our intention, and our emotional core that makes the art and the connection resonate. So to all of our innovators listening out there, I want to encourage you to be a part of this future. The most exciting developments in this space are happening at the intersection of different fields. And it's no longer just for a game built for computer scientists. If you're a historian, an artist, a writer, a musician, or just a curious human, start exploring how you can use AI to augment your capabilities. The human is still in the driver's seat, and the future of this technology will be shaped by the questions we choose to ask and the problems we choose to solve together. And that's a perfect segue into our next episode. We've spent this week talking about looking back at history, and next week we're shifting our focus entirely to our own personal futures. We'll be diving into the personal AI revolution, growing with your digital twin, exploring how AI is becoming our most intimate guide to becoming our best selves. So, get ready to dive into your own future with a digital copilot. And thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. If you've enjoyed this conversation, please rate it, review it, and subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss out on our upcoming episodes. Pass it along to friends or join us on social media at everything you can think of at AI Innovations Unleashed. So, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week to explore the digital soul. Until then, keep innovating.
I'll tell you what, JR, you're an innovative guy, but you'll never be able to answer my most pressing question. What do you do with a sick chemist?
Oh, no, Nex. Just don't.
If you can't helium and you can't curium, then you might as well bury him.